Section 20D of the Anti-Discrimination Act refers to racist acts and acts against religions and violent acts. And many years ago, a parliamentary inquiry found that it needed to be tightened because the law wasn't working properly. Skip forward a couple of years, and a member of his Hizbut Tahrir called for a jihad against all Jews in Australia. And that was taken to the police, and the police once again couldn't act because the law was so weak. And Gabrielle Upton, who was the Attorney General at the time, admitted the law didn't work and had to be changed. Late last year, the proposal to change Section 20D was taken to the Cabinet, and the communal leaders expected the Cabinet would approve it and send it to the community for consultation. However, in a shock decision, they instead rejected it and said that they would not be making any changes, which is really a baffling outcome because it leads to only two options. Option number one, Gabrielle Upton was incompetent as the Attorney General and didn't understand the law. Or option number two, the law doesn't work and the government doesn't care enough to change it. Either option is really unacceptable. The most disgusting part of all of this is that Gabrielle Upton, our local MP, actually fought in Cabinet to keep the law as it is. So everyone was extremely disappointed both with the government and personally with Gabrielle Upton, who has seriously dented her relationship with the Jewish community.
We're talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. So as the law stands today, if somebody says a jihad against the Jews, you can't prosecute him.
It's questionable. You should be able to. I think at the moment the question is that person intentionally inciting violence or not? You know, I think there's a lot of loopholes in the law. The police would say they would still try, but it's unlikely. There were all sorts of problems with that case, including a YouTube video and all sorts of issues. But certainly it's not clear-cut, and the community believe it should be clear-cut. In fact, this was one of the key tenets of keeping New South Wales safe, where over two dozen communal organisations, including the Buddhists and the Jews and the Christians and Muslims and Sikh and everyone got together wanting the same thing. So it's really baffling the government ignored the entire community that asked for this law to be changed.
Did the government explain?
They certainly haven't. It's well known that New South Wales Right was behind the New South Wales Right, the Liberal Party was behind this. But no, they did no explanation.
So they didn't offer any explanation. We're talking to Joshua Levi from the AJN. What else has been happening?
Charles Entai, an accused Nazi war criminal, died in Perth late last year. He was accused of beating Peter Bolzak, an 18-year-old, to death in Budapest during the war. And for years they tried to extradite him back to Germany. In fact, a magistrate found he should be extradited, but after two appeals, he was able to remain in Australia. While people certainly haven't celebrated his death, they have used this opportunity to remind everybody how important it is to extradite war criminals and to bring them to justice. Peter Wertheim and Anton Block, the Executive Council of Australian Jury, said that too often we reflect too late in life what we should have done, whether it comes to child abuse or stolen generations. In this case, it's war criminals. And the government and the system has really let down the community and the family of the 18-year-old who was murdered.
And Joshua, you mentioned the school, primary school.
In Melbourne, the Caulfield South Primary School circulated a letter to parents of U2 students that accused Jewish families of limiting Christmas celebrations. It's a very weird story. Basically, a parent sent an anonymous letter to the school claiming that the Jewish families don't let us celebrate Christmas. The school then decided, much to the surprise of many people, to send this letter to all Year 2 parents to say, did you send this to us? Come forward and let's speak to you. So on one hand, people were upset the letter was sent out. On the other hand, is it right to find who sent it to try and determine the source of it to try and resolve it? Who knows? Bit of a controversial one to start off 2018. The other interesting story over the summer, which you may have missed, is Michael Klinger, Australia's most high-profile Jewish sportsman. He revealed that his wife is battling cancer, and he's taken some time off playing cricket, although he hit a great 83 the other night. and he seems to only be playing the matches in Perth where he lives at the moment. He wrote a very emotional letter to Perth Scorchers fans, informing them that he'll be taking some time off and just explaining the battle he was facing. It's been quite an interesting time for Michael, and we certainly wish him and his family all the best as they go through the terrible disease.
And we're talking to Joshua Levi, deputy editor of the AJN. Josh, last week we were talking about that the rabbis of the Sydney Beit Din have been found in contempt of court by New South Wales Supreme Court judge because they placed an improper pressure on someone not to exercise the right to access a secular court. Is there any development?
There isn't. There was another court hearing since we last spoke, but they just put it off until this year. We expect sentencing to come up soon, and we're not exactly sure what will happen with the sentencing, but it won't be too long now until there's some more movement there. We don't expect any jail time, but we do expect that they might receive a fine or a slap on the wrist or something to that effect.
Good news for B'nai B'rith. They bought more property to offer more accommodation for elderly Jews.
They did. Very exciting. In fact, for the first time, I believe they have two-bedroom apartments or two-bedroom plus sunroom, which is something new for B'nai B'rith. And it's something that will allow them to cater for more people. And, you know, it's a really good thing for the community. We often forget how many people are in need and how the community organizations help out.
And it's in the middle of a double bay where near spot, the shops.
It?
Very good position.
Give me the apartment now.
Very good position. So congratulations to B'nai B'rith on the latest purchase of the block of apartments.
Exactly.
Joshua Levi, deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.